Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Therapy Thursday is where we give it in to you 60 seconds at a time. All right, 60-second sessions from Dr. Davi, Meredith MD, or Orlando BGYN.
Ooh, hey.
All right, so Marcus is not here, so you won't get any beer references.
No, too bad.
But you can get in on this at 888-429-0941. Let's see here. Therapy Thursday. Davi is requested.
Oh, we're just gonna start
it
off.
Says, hey, my girl has a best friend that I've had to deal with since we met. But she also has a GBFF who paws her in front of me all day, every day. Grabbing my girl here, grabbing my girl there. Ooh, sis, this. Shake it, baby, that. Smacking her on the butt. I keep saying how I don't like it, but everybody keeps ignoring me because he's the gay best friend forever. What the hell am I supposed to do?
Wow,
Davi,
man.
What do you got for that?
This is nothing that I've ever had to deal with, but I would talk to him straight up. Be like, listen, bro, keep your hands off my lady.
Bro.
Yeah. You got to check him. I don't care what your sexuality is at the end of the day. If you don't feel comfortable with that man, what did he say? Pawing?
Pawing.
Yeah, that's a violation, regardless of anything else. If I don't think that you should be all over my girl and touching her on like that, then I'm gonna put it out there.
Meredith, you want to help him out on this?
You know what? I think that he's doing a pretty good job with that. I think that he kind of nailed it.
Yeah, man.
You
good.
If you the GBFF, you get certain, like, I mean.
Well, I mean, listen, if you're going to cross over to a certain boundary, I've been in a dressing room before where, you know, I've been touched and all that, and I didn't feel it was inappropriate, but he feels like it's crossing the line.
Just because you're gay and you're not checking for her like that doesn't give you free reign over.
So it's still a violation.
It's still a violation.
For girls, it's a little bit different, but if my man was uncomfortable with it, then he'd probably have to say something.
Personally,
about it.
I wouldn't be as quick to be mad about it. Like, if you do it one time, it's not like a straight guy is doing it, but there's a line and a respect level that needs to be crossed.
You know that it bothers you, then they're disrespecting you.
Bingo.
Because you know I have a problem with
absolutely.
That's where it crosses the line.
Yeah, okay. but first and foremost, you have to let it be known to everybody involved.
But normally, most guys won't care.
All right, there we go. All right, 888-429-0941. Text a holler. What you got?
Orlando, okay. Yes. My husband of 5 years told me that he's not in a good place at the moment. We have been arguing since this past December, and things haven't gotten any better. Mm. He wants a divorce. He said, right person, wrong time. He hopes to get back together later on in life. Do you think that's possible? What should I do? I'm heartbroken.
Yeah, it's possible. My whole thing is, I believe that since none of us have studied psychology and relationships and stuff like that, we just take grasps at different stuff, and we can't talk, and so we shouldn't talk that much. And he has no idea what the problem is. Wrong time, right this, right that. People throw a lot of spaghetti up against the wall to try and make it sound right. What it is he's probably in a bad funk because whether the relationship is at a stall or his life is at a stall or whatever, it really ain't you. And I'm pretty sure it's just misdiagnosis because we don't know how to check ourselves like that. So I wouldn't take what he's saying. I take more so what he's doing. But what I will say is that you don't make it easy for somebody to leave you with a door open that they can come back. Mm. You know, I just think that makes it too easy for them to make that mistake of a decision. So you let them know that if you leave, you're leaving. Because then that might factor in as well. Then you can cut through some of the BS. And then sit down and talk about the definitions. Like, you know, because, I mean, I ain't going to take no diagnosis from somebody without a degree. So just because you making up words on the middle of the night when we drink a wine don't mean I trust you. So that's what that is. All right, what we got?
I have one for Meredith.
Oh.
It says, Meredith, I forgot my wife and I's 4th anniversary. This was yesterday. She was furious.
Yes.
But
of course,
I forgot because these past 4 or 5 weeks, I've been working over 80 hours a week and I've been really tired. How do I fix this?
Okay. Everybody has a difficult schedule, and I get that you forgot about it, but you really didn't. You just forgot to plan last second, because it sounds like you had plenty of time to think about it a month ahead of time, 3 weeks, the countdown, and then you just forgot because you were exhausted during the work
week.
Yeah, exactly. You had a whole big countdown. That being said, it happened. You're in the doghouse. This is how you get out of the doghouse. Write this down, okay? You need to go out of your way for her. I know it's not your five-year anniversary, but you messed up, so make sure you come home with flowers. Make sure you pick up a card, and I don't mean just sign your name. I mean write a whole big thing on the side of the card telling her how much you love her and how happy you are with her, and take up the entire card. Write her something that means something to you and to her. That way she can keep it. Oh, we're not done. I'm talking like rose petals, bathtub, dinner, whether you cook her something or a restaurant. Really go out of your way to show her that you care. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but let's put a little effort towards your relationship, because really, she's holding you down. You should hold her down.
Honestly, now, I mean, act like forgetting is a bad thing. Forgetting is just part of life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you forgot, but I'm going to make it up. But you went a little too far. Like, he's supposed to turn into all that.
You know, he should, because it's really important to, he should be important to both of them. So this is how you make it up. And it doesn't cost a lot of money. You can cook at home. You know what I'm saying?
80 hours. That's all I'm saying.
I understand.
All right, we got one more here that we can squeeze in. And this asks for therapy from all freaks.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Okay, so all doctors get to chime in on this. It said, hey, guys, I'm 25. I've never been in love. So I kind of don't know what it's supposed to feel like. I've linked up with many girls. I work out and I train, so that's not a problem. I love how they look physically, and I love the physical feeling, but mushy love, I've never had it. There's somebody who is a more frequent visitor, if you know what I mean, when we do what we do, that I enjoy. How can I tell if I love her?
A more frequent visitor.
Like it's a booty call. A more frequent booty call. Okay. A consistent one that he keep going back to.
Gotcha.
How can he tell if he loves her, Dr. Doc?
Man, I think if you know, man.
Come on. Really? Give him some. How do you know?
One of the things. When she's not around, if you're always thinking about her and wishing that she would be, or wishing that she would hit you up, that might be a sign.
Missing her.
Meredith, what's another one? What else? How does he know?
I feel it's a feeling. It really is. Like, you kind of just know in your heart and through your whole body. You just know you want to spend time with them no matter what. Even especially when something's bad with her day, or she's at the hospital or something like that. You know, you want to be there for her. And not only that, but help take care of her.
I think if you know you're in love with somebody, it's when they are represented when you aren't with them. Like, they're still there with you. You still hold them down. There ain't no janky nothing. Nothing put you in a bad space. Like, you factor in their feelings even when they ain't there.
I think you're falling in love when you have, like, an understanding like this. It sounds like a friends with benefits type situation. But then you get super jealous if there's, like, somebody else that she's trying to talk to.
Right, yeah. Because you don't have any papers on her. Yeah, and if she's with somebody else and you get shook, or you don't, or you trying to get her from not being with anybody else, that might mean... Nah, that might be a little possessive. Never mind.
I almost think we
almost made her end up with OJ.
Oh, God.
Too good to be true. That was just a little tea. The real thing is coming up at 6 o'clock.
Orlando and the Free Show.
You know.
Morning, 6 to 10 a.m.
On Wild 94.1.
The Bay's party station.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.